97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Americans the U.S. says were wrongly detained in Iran have been freed and are coming home. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Joy and relief after the five Americans and two family members touched down in Qatar and were handed over to U.S. officials. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had an emotional conversation with the freed Americans.
It's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine.
United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says his members will walk out of more plants in a few days if they're not close to an agreement with the automakers.
Noon on Friday, September 22nd is a new deadline. Either the big three get down to business and work with us to make progress in negotiations, or more locals will be called on to stand up and go out on strike.
A defense official says researchers have found the wreckage of a missing Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet in rural South Carolina. CBS's David Martin says Marine aviation has been struggling recently.
Last month, the Marines suffered two fatal crashes, an F-18 in California in which the pilot died, and a V-22 Osprey in Australia in which three Marines died. There's no evidence of a common cause.
The annual UN General Assembly is underway, but CBS's Pamela Falk reports the leaders of some major countries won't be attending.
Of the 193 UN member countries, 145 nations are sending their heads of state or government to the General Assembly. But of the five founding permanent Security Council members, only Mr. Biden will be in New York this week.
President Biden will speak on Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also expected to be there. A major university is firing its head football coach, says WWJ reporter John Hewitt.
Citing what it calls undisputed facts, Michigan State University notified Mel Tucker of his pending separation by letter, giving him 7 calendar days to reply. Tucker was suspended last week after a sexual harassment case filed against him last year by noted abuse survivor Brenda Tracy became public. He says their relationship was consensual.
Indian officials are pushing back on an accusation by Canada that India was involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in Canada in June. Canada's prime minister told the House of Commons on Monday that Canada is actively pursuing credible allegations linking Indian government agents to the murder. Canada expelled India's top intelligence agents on Monday. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 53, overnight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition, a happier Monday happy hour. Dom, I want to turn our attention towards Bernie Sanders in a moment. But in the meantime, Bernie Sanders in regards to the UAW strike. But we still got some backyard politicking to do. Your buddy, Sheriff Dave Day Clark Jr.
Uh-oh.
Got wrote up over into page six, Dom. Dan Weiss at it again.
Yeah.
David Clark is talking about a Senate bid. Here's what he says about January 6th. And the Proud Boys. Ready for this, fella? Last time we paid any real attention to former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., he was being booted off Fox News. Well, that can happen to the best of us, Tom.
You speak from experience, Michael.
I don't know for sure. They just haven't called me in a year and 3 months. After being booted off Fox News, being shunned by Donald Trump's family, well, that's happened to me for my entire life, Dom, and was breaking up with his business partner. No, we're still doing a show. Who, he said, was a Muslim Brotherhood operative who duped him. Well, I understand the duping part, but the Muslim Brotherhood? David A. Clark Jr., have you met the guy? He was also pulling down a government pension. More than 100 grand a year. That's sweet work,
state, man.
If you don't have to do it, Dom. But now Clark is talking openly with national media outlets about running as a Republican against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin next year, even though he has no money or a statewide operation. Madison mogul Eric Hovde is expected to enter the race, and Franklin businessman Scott Mayer is considering a run. So, what has the controversial sheriff been up to the past 2 or 3 years? What has he been up to, Dom?
Well, first, Crudy Clark set up a nonprofit business called Rise Up Wisconsin. Even though the group is relatively new, it was delinquent with the state until Clark was asked about it by Journal Sentinel last week. The same day, he filed an annual report for the group and took steps so it is restored to good standing. I mean, that's a click button, man. You got to register. You got to reply to the state. That's not a big deal, man.
That's like the $25 annual reporting fee. And if you don't pay it. If you're delinquent, they'll deregister your corporation.
Eventually, yes, but whatever. Okay, what else?
It's happened to every small businessman in their career.
Yes. He has also been talking a lot on social media and elsewhere, saying the kind of stuff that would make it extremely difficult for him to win a general election. For instance, he said the Capitol insurrection on January 6th was child's play, a joke, a frat party gone wild.
Toga!
Has called for pardoning everyone involved in it. He claimed the only violence was the death of writer Ashley Babbitt, even though the rioters assaulted police officers more than 1,000 times, according to Politico. You know, as a former cop, you think the guy take a little umbrage with the MAGAs attacking cops, but, you know, what do I know? He has also insinuated that the riot could have been an inside job, calling it a fedsurrection. Fedsurrection.
See what he did there, Tom? He's so clever, that Clark.
Clark has singled out the Proud Boys.
Are you serious, Clark?
Whom authorities say played a central role in the Capitol mob action, urging the FBI to drop its investigation into the group. He also said that the Proud Boys are non-threatening and non-violent, and said the charges against top members of the organizations are an abuse of power. Wow. We need a chapter of the Proud Boys right here in Wisconsin, Clark said in a Milwaukee rally just 2 months before the January 6th insurrection. What?
I thought he was the law and order type. Wasn't he literally the sheriff? The sheriff's now against law and order. Or at least he would make associations with those that would take up rightist insurrections, seditious insurrections, charged, convicted, and sentenced. I mean, this is, do you not believe in the criminal justice system you used to be a part of? I mean, he used to run the jails, let people die all the time. Now these poor January Sixers, I'm sure that's part of his attitude as well, judging by the only violence was against Ashley Babbitt. Are you freaking kidding me? Have you met Michael Fanone or seen his testimony during the January 6th? It's really pretty
gruesome.
Have you
seen any of the videos, man? Do you know how Google works? You got a YouTube account, man? Click on the video button. Three leaders of the far-right group have been sentenced to between 15, 17, and 22 years behind bars for engaging in seditious conspiracy for their roles in masterminding and leading the Capitol riot. Those were among the longest sentences handed down for January 6th defendants. But that's not all. Clark said voting in Wisconsin is not fair, open, or honest. He sure loved it when he got elected, though, didn't he? He was fine with that. He went on to claim that fraud detection experts he was working with turned up a lot of irregularities in Wisconsin's 2020 vote. Oh, yes. Very lots of irregularities. Very serious allegations, Michael.
You serious, Clark?
Who are you working with, Clark? Mike Lindell? Cyber Ninjas? The MyPillow guy? The Kraken lady, Sydney Powell?
Fraud detection experts.
Yes. Yes.
We've got top people working on it right now.
Is that Gableman? Jeanette?
Who?
Janelle Brangen?
Top people. Give me a Raiders of the Lost Ark there, man. President Joe Biden beat Trump by 21,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2020, if you believe the election. A result has been confirmed by two recounts paid by Trump, state audits and partisan review, conservative study, and multiple lawsuits. Clark hasn't come forward with his supposed evidence of improper voting. Oh, but he's got a good feeling about it, folks. He was blasted by he has blasted fellow Republicans such as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell,
Rhino,
Senator Mitt Romney,
Rhino,
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy,
Rhino,
while repeatedly praising Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
My kind of girl.
Finally, Clark has called abortion legalized murder and asserted that the procedure is as immoral as a wrong as slavery. Abortion is as immoral or wrong as slavery, suggested that the procedure should be banned. Oh, beg it, Democrats, Clark wrote on X on July of 2022. They claim gun control will save lives. So will a ban on abortion. That kills more lives than guns do, he wrote. Amid all this, Clark was temporarily banned from X for three posts that seemed to call for violence against members of the media.
It's pitchforks, torches, time in America. That son of a bitch. Violence against the media. You know, he fills in on right-wing talk radio. He does like a podcast.
Is he kind of media too, right? Are you talking about violence against yourself there, Clark?
Dominic, of course, all these incendiary statements come in addition to Clark's record as sheriff. when at least four inmates died at the Milwaukee County Jail. He appeared on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' show, and he traveled to Russia in 2015 on a trip paid for by a group funded by Scott Walker's former girlfriend and convicted Russian agent Maria Butina. You remember that?
I sure do.
Over the years, he has also referred to Black Lives Matter as Black Lies Matter.
Oh, well, Vicky McKenna.
Yeah, they both parroted that. Yeah. And one said the movement would join forces with ISIS. Now, last week, Clark did not respond to questions about his organization, his recent comments, and past statements about not wanting to run for the U.S. Senate. I have no interest in running for elected office other than being sheriff, he said in his memoir, 2017, Cop Under Fire. Behind the scenes, Republican leaders say they know of no one on their side who's taking a possible Clark candidacy seriously. No one? Democrats, meanwhile, say they would love to run against Clark, who last ran as a conservative Dem in 2016, officially Eric Wolf, Rapid Response Director for the state's Democratic Party, said this on Friday. Tammy Baldwin will win next November, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, Dom, they can't even scrounge up a decent candidate. No matter which far-right Republican emerges from what is sure to be a messy GOP primary, Wisconsinites have shown over and over again that they reject the extreme MAGA agenda of politicians like David A. Clark Jr. In recent days, Clark has been feuding with his own side, reaffirmed his stance that establishment Republicans and campaign groups like the National Republican Senatorial Committee do not want him to run for Senate. Who really does, Clark? Here's what he said via, you know, the former Twitter. I will not allow the at NRSC and NRC, that's spelling incorrect, to leave me high and dry after the primary. They want nothing to do with me. They can't control me. They would sacrifice winning control of the Senate rather than get behind me. Oh, no, I suspect they cannot control him, Dom. Is that the problem? They can't control him?
A little bit more here, Michael. Republicans in Washington, D.C. have largely remained silent about Clark's attacks, but NRSC Chairman Steve Daines, a senator from Montana, told the Journal Sentinel, quote, "Well, we're looking for candidates who can win primaries and general elections. The feud is nothing new. Back in April, shortly after Clark first indicated his interest in running for the Senate, he said on his podcast that Republican leaders were seeking filthy rich candidates because their side was trailing Democrats in fundraising. Clark said this meant more old white guys on the ballot. Do you know what this reeks of? Asked Clark, who's black. Minority candidates and women candidates need not apply. That may be the most sensible thing the guy has said in quite a while, writes Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
You know, I think it was about a year ago, although Clark had appeared on our show and we questioned why. Came back and we questioned why again. And I remember the accusation leveled against him that brought the invitation. We called Fran, then Clark's person over at Milwaukee County. Well, Mandela Barnes, then an assemblyman, said that David A. Clark wasn't really a black man. Didn't live the black experience, Dom. And he came on to say, well, you know how thin his resume is. I research everyone. He's so thin. I said, well, if you vet everyone, you wouldn't have appeared on the Devil's Advocates radio show. And then Vicky McKenna reintroduces me to all hat, no cattle, David A. Clark Jr. at the Wisconsin State Capitol about a year ago. She gave me a big hug, and I think she confused me for you because she thought we were friends. And I'm thinking, no, you're thinking of Dom, Vicky. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can be my friend. 844-967-2789.
Right now. Who? Top men.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We are the major country on earth, a nation in which the wealthiest people are becoming phenomenally rich, but we have over 40 million people living in poverty. The very least that we can say is that nobody in America goes
Pied Piper, Bernie Sanders for the middle class.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
No hesitation. With the right ideas to lead this great nation. No handouts, no special interest.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines as always at 844-967-2789. If you don't want to remember the 800 number, just get the Civic Media app. You can hit the button, text us, call us, civicmedia.us.
Dom, did I mention still feeling the burn? All these years later, still feeling the burn. And I've been accused of being ageist by you and a few others, but I'd vote for 82-year-old Bernie Sanders to be president because he's got plenty of vigor. He's still out there kicking ass and taking names. And he's coming to Madison on Friday. Unfortunately, if you didn't get tickets, a little too late now. But we do have sound of Bernie Sanders, one of my favorite politicians, Dom. And, you know, the only time I've ever been politifacted in my life, mostly true, I said that Bernie Sanders was the most popular politician in America. And there was some poll somewhere where Obama was 1 point higher. So I got it mostly true. But, you know, I'll take it, man. To be associated forever in the vaults of PolitiFact Wisconsin with Bernie Sanders, I'll take it, fella. Now, we've got some sound of Bernie Sanders, do we not?
We do.
I don't have the rundown in front of me, Dom. I'm pulling it up now.
I have it in front of me, Crudy. I am prepared. Thank you, Nate, for doing all
I got my pencil.
Work.
Give me something to write on.
Something to write on. Bernie Sanders, the UAW strike. You know, he is a man of the working people. Bernie had something to say. Enough is enough. Cut one, please, Nate.
Brothers and sisters, enough is enough.
Yeah, baby. Let's keep rolling. Cut two, please.
The CEOs of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, and their major stockholders on Wall Street have got to understand they cannot have it all.
I want it all, and I want it now, Queen said. The few and the many cut three.
We refuse to accept a society in which so few have so much and so many have so little.
Do you know what it's like? Cut four.
And I say to Ms. Barrow, do you have any clue what it's like for one of your workers to try to survive on $17 an hour?
She makes $29 million per year, Dom. Like 300 times her average employee's wage. It's a lot of jing. $29 million a year, $3 million a month. Damn near? Like $2.5 million. I hate to round up on her. How do you live on that?
It's tough. It's tough. She is the CEO of GM. Calling her out, cut five.
Do you know, Ms. Barra, what it's like to try to raise a family, put food on the table, and pay rent when you're making $20 an hour?
I don't think she's probably had that experience quite a long time, if ever. A Bernie on the redistribution of wealth. Uh-oh, cut six.
In the last 50 years, there has been a massive redistribution of wealth. Problem is, it's gone in the wrong direction.
From the bottom up.
It depends on what side you're on, right?
The 1% takes from the 99%, Dom, I'm telling you.
That's true. Cut number seven, please.
If the ruling class of this country wants a redistribution of wealth, we're going to give it to them.
Oh, sound like what you're saying there, Bernie. One more, cut eight.
Despite record-breaking corporate profits, despite corporate America spending hundreds of billions on dividends and stock paybacks, the average American worker today is worse off than he or she was 50 years ago.
Dom, you remember Cash for Clunkers? You remember when we, the American people, bailed out GM and the other major automakers here in the United States? Sure. Without the backstop of the American taxpayer, they probably wouldn't be in existence. In fact, I believe I heard President Joe Biden brag about that once. Osama bin Laden is dead, and GM is alive. We had some part in that. And I'm glad that they're a profitable corporation. I'm rooting for the American automakers.
Oh, and I'm glad that we decided as a country to step up and loan money out. And my understanding, most of the money's been paid back, unlike what Trump did during his trade wars, where he just gave billions of dollars to the farmers that never got paid back.
But you know what else happened? Major concessions from organized labor. Labor did their part, man. They gave their pound of flesh. And now they're asking for a fair deal. And the corporate profits, my understanding, this would cut into corporate profits like $5, $6 billion a year. They got more than that in stock buybacks proposed currently as they tell their workers they can't afford to pay them. I mean, that's rich. That's ballsy.
I mean, it's the same. It's more of the same, man. The struggle continues.
844-967-2789. I still feel the burn. Mark from the SAC, welcome back, Mark. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, doing okay. Doing okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, and it's interesting to see who Robin Voss has picked for his committee, considering he's picked the one we know about is the Madison Strangler, for God's sake.
You're talking about should we impeach Protasiewicz Commission, where he grabbed David Prosser, who, of course, has got a history of grabbing people by the neck.
And grabbing whatever campaign contributions he can get and say, well, I don't, yeah, that was so long, it's such a long time ago, I don't
need to last year, Mark.
Pay attention to that. That's last year. Right. And what gets me is if they wanted to have recusal rules, then why didn't they set up recusal rules before Janet Protasiewicz came in? They had months there to do it, and they decided not to do it. I mean, it's just ridiculous because she had done nothing unethical in her campaign. I mean, and she said, if the Democratic Party comes before me, I'll recuse myself there. Well, then Robin Voss is saying, by his talking about the redistricting thing, he's made it political, and he's admitted it as political, and he's saying, you know, we'll shut out the Democrats here. I mean, it just called the guy out of his line. She should just sit and say, just give him the thing. I mean,
give him the bird. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back, talk Bernie love, Protasiewicz love, Crudy love, hardly ever dime love, 844-96-PARTY.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 53, overnight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Happier Happy Hour. It's a big Monday edition when you join us, 844-967-2789. There are not enough politicians that inspire yours truly in the current sense. I miss me some Bernie Sanders. Well, he's not dead. He's not running for anything currently, but he's not dead. He's in the U.S. Senate. He's an important member. You know, let's not forget the Democrats control the gavels over on the Senate side, and our buddy Bernie Sanders has a gavel. Here's one interesting thing. Not only is he supportive of the UAW workers out on strike, and in fact, he's been relatively supportive of Joe Biden for being supportive of the UAW workers so far. But Bernie Sanders, over the course of the weekend, made a proposition to him. I'm not sure if I'm down with this. Every time Bernie says something to me, I'm like, wow, that seems a little too progressive, even for yours truly. Here it is. Bernie Sanders calling for a serious discussion of the 4-day work week. The latest from Bernie, he said, if there are technological advances, if AI is going to make us more, ever more efficient, that time savings, that efficiency savings should pass, that benefit should pass to the worker.
No. The efficiency increases, production increases, and profits roll upstairs. See, to the shareholders. See how that works? That's how it's supposed to go, Crudy.
Well, that's the
way. We've been more efficient. For a long technology's time. Made us more efficient over the last 50 years.
And the workers aren't getting paid.
We don't see any of that rolling down to the working people.
That used to be the way it was, right? The more efficient, the more productive the plant was, the worker was, the higher the compensation level they'd be able to garner. And that is less so the case every single day. We've seen the stagnation of wages. We've seen the crippling of unions, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, everybody remembers Scott Walker and the bomb that was Act 10. And then it was right to work after he said, keep it off the table, put her on the back burner, don't want to talk about it. Then he signed it immediately after being reelected. Scott Walker attacked and decimated. You know, if that was your goal, Scott Walker, mission accomplished in that regard, decimated the union movement here in the state of Wisconsin. And Scott Walker did it primarily to undermine his political opponents, because the unions in so many ways were the foot soldiers for the Democratic Party. Well, what say you, Dom? 4-day work week. I mean, man, if yes. I can get 4 days out of you, that's like 2 more than I get most weeks.
Yeah, man, I'm down, man. 4-day work week. I've joked with my wife for a long time that I 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. That's to me is a perfect. I'm so efficient, man. 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. It depends on, your situation, right? We're talking about hourly working people got to be there, 40 hours a week, 9 to 5 kind of thing. Is he talking about, jamming those hours into, 4 10-hour days? Is he talking about, 4 8-hour days? Well, I guess I'm not sure, but I'm down, man. I mean, no question. As a society, as a civilization, we've increased our efficiencies, in our manufacturing and in all things, right? I mean, back in the day, weren't robots supposed to be making our dinners by now? Man, I remember the Jetsons. Where's the flying car?
Coming to a dealership near you soon, I suspect. The strike to end. UAW on strike. That's not getting you a flying car any quicker.
844-967-2789. Crudy, you know who else? I mean, it's not just Senator Bernie Sanders. Friend of the working people.
Who else?
Donald Trump. Instead of attending the second Republican Party debate, Donald Trump will hold an event with 500 union workers from the United Auto Workers in Detroit. The event will come after Trump attacked the union for the strike. There are 13,000 workers at the UAW Big Three. Trump's 500-person rally would be 3.8% of the union workers.
When's that going to occur, Dom? When is the second RNC?
It's next week, like the 17th.
September 27th.
The 27th. I'm sorry. Yes. Next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, the 27th, I believe.
You can tell how impactful it is to our lives and that we have to compare notes to see if we can remember what day it is.
What day Donald Trump will not show up again, because every time he opens his mouth, he puts himself in further legal jeopardy.
Well, that's the good news. At least he's taking advice from counsel, ?
I doubt it.
844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, I know you miss Bernie Sanders. I miss Bernie. He's not gone, but so many of his great ideas have been pushed aside as we fight these fights just to maintain democracy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see him on Friday because I got my ticket.
Oh, good, good job. Nice. Well done, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm going to take my grandson along with me. It'll be his first time, so that'll be nice.
And how old is Nick now? Different grandson?
Not Nick. This is my oldest grandson. He's 18 now.
Okay.
So all right. Voting age, so baby. That's awesome. Right. Yeah. You get after that, Chris.
Yeah, because Nick's only 11. Now, he does Labor Fest with us, but he's not yet voting age, but he's old enough to volunteer at Labor Fest, which they both do every year, which is awesome. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see Bernie. I'm still feeling the burn, never stopped. And I'm happy to see Labor getting out there and doing what they're doing, because we really need to be pushing right now. I'm really hoping the message keeps getting out there that the employees for the auto workers all took concessions in order to allow the automakers to not go under. And when it came time for them to share the wealth, they did not do it voluntarily. They're being forced to do it. So,
Well, they never do anything voluntarily. You know what I'm saying, Chris? No one's going to I'm going to just benevolently give money out of my pocket to you because that's how we do it.
Raise out of my cold, dead hands?
You're right. Greed is good, Chris. Didn't you see the movie?
I did. And that's why we should change the laws and we should change them back to forcing these companies to actually reinvest in their companies like they used to do. Because we used to have laws that didn't let them take as much money, and they would have to, like, reinvest in their companies because of the taxes. And then they would invest in their employees and education and other things a lot more than they do now. But, you know, I just think that people should know that, you know, when they have unions, a lot of times the unions will work with employers. I know that my husband's union has worked with the county on issues when they've had to cut budgets, and sure. and they've been able to cut them in ways that they've saved some jobs. Instead of cutting jobs, they've been able to cut in other places in order to save jobs. These are important for workers to have a voice at the table, you know, so that they can perhaps cut in a better way, in a way that won't hurt people as much. In the case of the auto workers, it saved that industry. And I really think that it's terrible that we have to force these people to share the wealth when the auto industry was saved by the workers.
Chris, we are seeing something of a renaissance for the labor movement. I'm encouraged. Do you think Democrats do get credit and should get credit if we see a resurgence in labor? Because my fear is Republicans just go out there and say, we're now the party of the working people and the family and God, and they just keep claiming stuff, and the Democrats never really fight that with the counter narrative or deliverables, Chris. But what's your thought?
Well, my thoughts are that the rank and file get credit for the rank and file being out there and putting pressure on everybody to do what they need, rather than any party. I really think that the people on the ground are the ones that are going to put the pressure on all politicians, because I don't believe that we really can count any time on one party of doing anything. The Democrats, there are Democrats that are pro-labor, but I saw parts of Build Back Better that were gutted, that were parts for the people. And I know that Biden only had so many votes. I understand that. But I also understand that a lot of times we don't get what we want. So I think that the people need to push. And I think it's on us, the people, to keep on pushing for what we need. I really am one that believes in, you know, membership and the people pushing for what they need. And that's where I put my efforts. And it's where I'll continue to put my efforts is in pushing politicians to do what we need them to do. I think we really have to. And I hope labor continues to do what they're doing right now by putting the pressure on where it needs to be put. Democrats are doing a better job. I like Joe Biden. I like what Biden's doing. I was not for him. I was for Bernie. But I've been very pleased with what President Biden is doing. I see some dissent in the party, which I don't understand, on him. But I think we should support President Biden. I think he's been doing a great job.
Chris, before we let you run, do you support Bernie Sanders' newest proposition, 4-day work week?
Oh, yes, definitely. Of course. Yeah, and I think working people should get that. I don't think that we should figure out a way to make them work 10-hour work days either, Dom.
Dom's going to get his pound of flesh out of you one way or another, Chris.
No. Well, I'm past that. I'm retirement, so and I'm done.
Chris.
Anyway, we want to give people a break.
Appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't like the 4-day work week. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Why?
If you've... Because I don't think enough gets accomplished in 4 days, man. I don't think enough gets accomplished in 5 days sometimes. And I understand, as someone...
Come on, man. You can work... I mean, it depends on the job. You can work nonstop every day, every single day. 24 hours a day,
have you
7 days
me?
A week, 365. You can do that, man. I mean, I know it. But your brain spinning isn't, you know, nailing a hammer, riveting a, you know,
no,
a car.
No,
I mean,
no doubt. That's, I mean, so different than laboring. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And Bernie is looking for, according to Insider, a 32-hour, 4-day work week for the same pay.
Well, I think that's a hard one to sell to a guy who's made payroll for a long time. I'm just telling you, that is a hard one for me to accept, from a management or an ownership point of view.
Do you think people are working? I mean, efficiency. I mean, how much productive work do you think is actually done? Man, you ever see Office Space? Like, what would you say you do here? You know, some people, they show up. You can play office, man. But, you know, you're not necessarily getting work done. You're hanging out at the water cooler. You're getting some coffee. You got yourself a smoke break. I mean, actual, true on, full on working with your hands, you know, putting cars together, that kind of stuff. Full on work. That's hard
like work
man.
Output. Like they judge you by the quantity of output you create during the business day.
Yes.
Now that seems more difficult than what I do. You know, we make radio excellence each day, but it's only for a couple hours. And you know, you got to read the paper and prepare for what we're going to say, hopefully, Dom, but ultimately it's not laborious. It's not digging ditches. And I get the fact that people that do that sort of laborious work, it's hard. But here's the flip side of that, man. Have you been to the grocery store or really any store lately? They're already cutting the employees. You know, this new tech is check yourself out. No, thank you. I'll wait in the long line with the one checkout cashier because at least she gets to work. She's got a name. She can help me. Check
I mean,
out
maybe
the,
I'd feel that way if we weren't at like 3% unemployment, man. You know, and I don't have time because I got to get to work to wait 20 minutes in line. If I got, you know, three items
I don't go shopping before work, dude. You go shopping after
work. Come on, man. Work's always there.
Be efficient.
What are you talking about? It never ends, man. So it depends, again, depending on your job. Guys like you and I can work all day, every day, dude, literally. You know what I mean? So sometimes I got to like force myself. I'm not reading any more articles. I'm not doing any more work. I'm done for the day. You just gotta shut it off. But if you're like working with your hands, if you're on the line, dude, that's work, man. You if a line goes down in the auto industry, man, millions of dollars a minute going away. You know what I'm saying? You cannot have the line go down. That is a high pressure production job. These people are working their asses off, man. And to see what the CEO is taking 30 mil a year. The percentages that management has over the workers right now are obscene, as we know. You just look at the history of payroll in this country, man.
Well, maybe it's because I've never seen that sort of garnered benefit flow to the top. I'm just not doing it right. You know, if I was more profitable, I'd have gotten
cash
rich somewhere
uphill,
along the line.
Crap rolls down. You know what I mean, Crudy? That's how it works.
Well, I certainly know.
Sometimes you got to, you know, those that are doing the work, they got to get paid, man. 32 hours a week, Bernie, I am down for it, brother.
But so many people, not in this fine organization, because we got nothing but diligent human beings, but so many people, man, do you think they're pulling a solid 40? Solid 40. Working hard for the company for 40 hours.
No, I don't. That's why I think the inefficiencies you think you're going to lose are already lost, man.
So we're going to send them home a day early? Reward that sort of inefficient behavior?
Reward? Is that what it is?
Is it just
letting people earn it and be human, live their lives instead of being an output. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. One more.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And then make sure you stick around. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, at least I am going on the road later this week. Green Bay, Wisconsin, Kristen Lyerly is going to co-devil with me from Green Bay. The WGBW studios going up there on Thursday, hanging out with Mino and the mayor. Going to have some other fine guests, hoping to get the current mayor, Eric Gingrich. He's a Dem. Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of the Morning Cannolis. He's joining us for the Happier Happy Hour on Hump Day Wednesday. Congressman Mark Pocan tomorrow, Dom, at 4:30. John Nichols at the 5 o'clock.
Oh, man, stacking them up, Crudy.
I've been working. This is work for me, Dom. And then next week, we're going to WRCO land. Little Brewers, and then politics, then Packers. We're jamming it all in. WRCE going to play the Brewers game. They're going to play the Devil's Advocates. Then WRCO is going to play the Packers. And we're going to be at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. We're going to do our show. Dale Schultz will be a fine guest. Many others, I suspect. And then Packers against the Lions, dude. And that's the game that's streaming on the Amazon platform, and if you don't have it, you can't watch the game. So come on down and party with the Devil's Advocates. I know Dale Schultz was looking forward to partying with us.
Yeah,
hell,
nice.
Bill Nee says he's going to come party. Phil D is a rock star in Richland County. People admire him. He's kind of a big deal. And then Friday, Don will be in La Crosse for Oktoberfest. And we'll party our asses off as only we can. And we'll bring the audience with. And then I'm going to be back up in Eau Claire, Dom, on October 9th. So lots of live events on the calendar. People keep asking us, when are you guys going to be coming to my town? Soon. Pretty soon. And so many people, thank you for the cookies. People brought us cookies, said nice things to us at the Willie Street. You know, the latest run of cookies. And the one day I indulged and sort of abused the power of talk radio, Dom. I was feeling a little hungry. Need some sweets, sugar tooth kind of kicking. So I invited people to bring me cookies or somehow deliver or get me some cookies. And the generosity of the cookie giving ever since that moment, Dom, has kind of been overwhelming. If people gave like that to cancer would be solved. Instead, Crudy's like 42 pounds heavier because I've been getting a multitude of cookies. The people,
and so they're so good too.
And I mean, and the so nice
yummy cookies.
Carolyn, I believe her name. She showed up. She wasn't sharing. These are Crudy's cookies. One Packer G for the Jordan Love Boat, she said, and one beer glass just because she thinks we're degenerate alcoholics, apparently, Dom. And I did not share. I ate both the cookies.
You did not share. So thank you. Rebecca gave me a sugar cookie. I got one at Willie Street.
We can share the women. We can share the wine, but not the Crudy cookies.
Not the Crudy cookies. Crudy, I want to throw this one out there. So, yes, Bernie Sanders, 32 hours a week. Let's do that. But let's end on a different note. Your favorite source, Crudy, the Raw story. Lauren Boebert.
Oh, I knew you were going to go to Boebert.
The sex crime charge under Colorado lewdness law. Oh, no. The fallout from Rep. Lauren Boebert's humiliating ouster from a Denver theater after she aggrieved fellow partygoers by vaping, dancing in her seat, taking flash pictures, and engaging in mutual groping with her date may not be over. According to a report from Newsweek, the normally attention-seeking Colorado Republican may have run afoul of a Colorado ordinance designed to clamp down on public lewdness that, if taken to the extreme, is punishable by fines and up to 6 months in prison, along with being classified as a sex offender. Boebert, who has since apologized.
Would she have to register?
Yeah. She has since apologized profusely for her actions a week ago while the audience of a Beetlejuice performance, while in the audience of a Beetlejuice performance, runs the risk that she could be charged with 187301 of the Colorado Criminal Code. As Newsweek said, the law stipulates that public indecency is a petty offense sex crime, but does tend to carry lighter penalties, though, such as 10 days in jail or up to $300 in fines, in addition to potential probation, community service, or mandatory counseling. Well, she needs some counseling. But there is an outside chance of a sex offender designation that could be placed upon the 36-year-old who recently became a grandmother if she is convicted. The report states, in most cases, such crimes don't lead to individuals being classified as sex offenders. The law also differs from indecent exposure, which involves an individual knowingly exposing their genitals to satisfy sexual desires. Lawyers have a difficult time proving public indecency, however, due to the broadness of the statute and the relative nature surrounding the act. Matthew Hand, a Denver-based criminal attorney, said that the law is vague and overreaching. In an interview with Newsweek, Hand explained, although a theater is a crowded public setting where a lewd fondling could be prosecuted as public indecency, it is unlikely that brief groping over the clothes while seated in a dark theater would lead to conviction. The acts need to have been reasonably expected to be viewed by others, and a jury must be convinced of that beyond a reasonable doubt. But let's not forget this. So she gets kicked out of the theater and she releases a statement. Oh, you know, I was just so happy and exuberant. I was dancing in the seats and, you know, having too much fun and the vaping. Well, that was a fog machine. Well, then they got cameras, right? And these are some pretty decent cameras, I got to tell you. And there she is, but, you know, just vaping away and her date's, you know, groping on her breast and she cups his hand on her breast, right? She leans over, does the crotch grab, one hand. Oh, no, two-hander. She two-hands the dude in the theater, man, lying her ass off about smoking, all this, all of it. And what drove me, I was like, when I saw the video, I'm like, all you people are talking about the vaping. I mean, these guys, this is like literally like sexual kind of acts in public. You're Republicans.
And oh, you act like you're repulsed. You've done that.
I'm whatever. That's fine. But don't act like you're the family values. Don't act like, oh, you know, we can do all these. You know what? Well, she's not. Lauren Boebert's not a drag queen. You know what I'm saying? All the things they think, all these drag queens and gaping and LGBTQ, all we're the family. And then they go out and act like this.
You know,
my
understanding is her date owns a gay bar where they actually host drag parties. the gropey. It was more of a mutual groping.
No, man, I'm okay. You know, come on. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, I've been around a while. I mean,
you've grown me a couple times.
I've been to a few times in a theater. You know, come on. Making out when you're a kid, you make it out in the theater. You know, you get all grabby. I mean, that's what kids do. But come on, man. I mean, I guess she's still in her 30s. So, you know, whatever. But it's not the public displays of affection. It's the rank hypocrisy. It's the outright lies. It's the embarrassing nature. I mean, this lady represents Colorado. Come on, man. Get rid of this person. She's a hypocrite, and she does not deserve to be there.
Come on. Just a divorcee grandmother on the make at a live Beetlejuice performance, groping and vaping.
It's been a tough divorce. It's, you know, public and all.
Thank you all for listening.
So it makes me lie to you.
Never lie to me. You can grope me, but never lie. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates, Maggie Dawn's show is next.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that.
As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.